The U.S. State Department warning Americans to leave Iraq.
They're saying, take a plane, take a car, it doesn't matter, get out of the country, as things are deteriorating quickly after the United States last night ordered a drone strike to assassinate the leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
Fox's Trey Yingst, Iran threatening retaliation.
We are learning this morning that the Iranians have appointed a replacement for Soleimani. That is Ismail Khani, a deputy of Soleimani who was responsible for a lot of Iran's smuggling operations.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's gonna be so rainy today. You're gonna get
really wet.
Better hold the north.
That umbrella.
It's coming down.
Coming down.
Blood on the ground.
No word of pain, cause the forecast calls for rain.
Yeah. Glorifies me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Woo.
Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
The radar is colorful. I see 1, 2, 3, 4 lines of storms that have been moving through central and southeast Alabama during the last few hours. Some very heavy early morning downpours. Some of you heard that and probably were aware. Awakened if you were not already awake. We had low 70s, in the middle of the night, but temperatures are in the mid-60s now. I think we'll rebound to about 70. Showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning through midday, then periods of rain later today and tonight. Rain tapering off by late tonight. Colder, low 50. Leftover shower tomorrow morning, perhaps. Otherwise, windy, colder, high in the low 50s. We're down to freezing by Saturday night, 31 by dawn Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have, it's still raining out at the airport. They had about 3/4 of an inch in that early morning storm that moved through the airport area. It's 66 now at 7:04.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Well, I'll tell you, this first week of the year, it is a stretch to find news to fill our commitments, like animal stories.
Yeah?
I think, does an Amish guy riding a horse and buggy count as an animal story?
Well, sure, I guess, yeah.
Could use that.
Does something happen to the horse?
No.
Oh.
To the driver.
Whatever, I'll take any excuse to play Tusk, put it that way.
Yeah.
So then it counts.
Yeah, it's become too regular now to... I'll keep looking. And the Morning Maroon's going to be a tough one today, too. But maybe we should do a full hour of random facts.
I've got them banked and saved up for a good while now.
You
so.
Really?
Well, I was doing that for a very long time. And then I had to hunker down and really do it all around late October for, reasons.
Yes, reasons.
Because everything I had before then was kind of dated.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was, so I've got a good bit of them banked and saved.
I think we're going to be okay on animal stories.
Okay, good.
I had one left over.
Fantastic.
So you have all that coming up, and you just been banked. Let's talk about banked. Let's talk about Brant McDonald.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
a great way to
God,
launch the new year. He's going to be in studio with us on Tuesday from 4 to 6. This is the guy who leads the firm that does a phenomenal job. I won't pull any punches here. One of Brant's clients is Bobby the Swami, who was telling me on the way home last night how thrilled they are with the job he's done with their retirement plan. This is a group that literally spends 24/7 watching everything related to money. And if you've never had a chance. He'd be the first to tell you, talk to a financial planner, even if it's not him. You need to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And find out how you can build a nest egg, something to fall back on, with painless amounts of money. It's a great exercise to take a look at what you spend on a daily basis, chart it every day for a couple of weeks, and you realize, wow, this money could have been put to better use. They can help you with that. Put a plan together for your future and that of your family. With help from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, their number is 387-0094. The sooner you start, the faster it'll start growing. That's 387-0094 for Brandt and the Brain Trust at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery police car was damaged by a stolen vehicle Thursday. The driver reversed when the officer approached the car, hitting the MPD vehicle. Four people ran off after this happened, but were later taken into custody. The officer involved was not injured. Andalusia police arrested two men on attempted murder charges on New Year's Day. Authorities say Michael Berry and Joshua Coleman shot at each other around 4 a.m. Wednesday. This happened on McClendon Avenue. No one was hurt, but authorities say there is property damage. And a federal judge will decide if Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill can block people on his personal Twitter account or if doing so violates their free speech rights. Merrill's attorneys argue the account is personal and not an official account of the state office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We are your station for songs for all occasions. This guy was a newsmaker for all the
time. He's a fighting holy man who's 83 years old. You better watch out for the
Pope Smack. Pope Smack, yeah, yeah. Don't get in the Pope's personal space. Pope is gonna smack you away.
It was kind of weird seeing that clip. I mean, she did pull the Pope towards him.
I know. She was aggressive. I can understand his reaction.
Yeah.
But still, he is the Pope.
Yeah, it's just weird to see him, the Pope. Did you ever see, I thought it was blasphemous for anybody to try and replace Peter Sellers as Clouseau, but one of those Pink Panther movies that Steve Martin did does have a pretty funny scene in the Vatican.
Was the only one that could do it.
Yeah.
He could pull it off.
Yeah. All right, now I have a convoluted intro for Random Facts, Jay.
Good.
Excited.
It's going to take all the skill I have collected over my broadcasting career to execute.
Well, we're screwed.
But if I think I can do it.
I think you can do it, too.
It's coming up next. A little bit later on, we'll let you know about the Food Outlet specials for this week. But you can win $10 of free shopping there by listening carefully to Random Facts, making notes, and then playing and winning our pop quiz question coming up after. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, We can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here we go.
And now, a star is born. On January 3rd, 1892, the world welcomed the future author of The Lord of the Rings, little baby J.R.R. Tolkien.
Congratulations! It's a halfling. Here you go, Mom.
Oh, my precious! J.R.R. Tolkien, a star is born.
And now, Jay Scott could be outside talking a doobie, but he's here doing
random.
Whoa!
Tightest ever.
God, that's a
lot of words
to fit into that amount of time.
That's,
yeah.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. Appreciate it.
It's like me getting into these pants. Did you know that whole thing at the end of movies that says no animals were harmed during the making of this film?
Yes.
It only counts intentional harm for the camera. The movie could still have accidental injury and death. And you'd never know, because that is up there. Also, I found out a lot more about this, too. The group that certifies that whole thing, mm-hmm. that certifies everything, is a film industry group itself. They're called the American Humane Association. They are not the Humane Society. They're not the American Humane Society.
Ah.
They are the American Humane Association. They're trying to sound as similar as possible so that you think they're some official thing. But they are funded and run by the film industry.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, that certainly puts that disclaimer in a new light.
Oh, very much so.
I said aha uh-huh, because it's AHA. It's aha. Uh-huh.
American Humane Association. Aha.
Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Slowly we turn.
On me. Did you know in the 1970s in East Germany, coffee rationing due to failed harvest and the introduction of something called Mix Cafe or coffee? It was a 51% coffee, 49% filler mixture. Was received very poorly, so poorly, in fact, that the East German government started trading arms to Asia and Africa in exchange for coffee.
Wow. Gotta get that's needing some coffee.
Yeah, at the end of it, East Germany ended up funding such a vast economic development program in Vietnam focused on coffee that the country is now the second largest coffee exporter in the world.
Vietnam is?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Unfortunately, though, East Germany collapsed before they were able to collect on the coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you go down the coffee aisle at the store, and there's Colombian. You don't ever see Vietnamese.
Yeah, no. Vietnamese coffee. Well, they're the second. Oh. They're the second largest. Did you know Bob Hoskins, who's an actor, he was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Uh-huh.
He suffered hallucinations months after filming Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Because of the special effects?
Because he had to imagine talking to an animated character.
Oh, yeah.
The voice line was coming from off camera, were being delivered, and he had to imagine working with all of these animated things that were never there. So he kind of had to hallucinate that they were, and then it just kind of stuck with him, I guess.
They're coming to take me
away.
They're coming to take me away.
Yeah, that movie in its time was pretty revolutionary.
Oh, massively.
It was because there was no CGI. Right. I mean, our CGI hadn't gotten to the level it is now.
If you ever want to know exactly how technical it is, go to YouTube and look up the term bumping the lamp.
That sounds naughty.
Well, there is a scene when Roger and Eddie are handcuffed together, and they're in kind of a, because this takes place in, I think, the 40s, I think, or the 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're in like a, they're in a speakeasy area, that's kind of hidden. And as they move around in this small, confined space, Roger bumps a lamp, an actual lamp. And that causes light to move and shade and do all this other stuff that the animators had to put in with all this thing. Look it up. Look it up, the video. It's called Bumping the Lamp, and it is technically, it shows you how far they went. Didn't have to, but how far they went to do what they did. It's amazing.
Yeah. But who did the movie? Was that, that's not a Ron Howard movie, is it?
No, that is a Zemeckis.
Zemeckis.
Yeah. Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Castaway. Did you know, and I didn't, but this goes back to 2017, Hobby Lobby was fined $3 million for the illegal smuggling of over 5,500 tablets from the Middle East.
Yeah, I've heard. I have heard about
had no idea about this.
They're collectors. They're one of the biggest collectors of such things.
That was unreal. Mm-hmm. They were intended for the Museum of the Bible. Mm-hmm. It was, which was funded by the Green family, I think. They own the Oklahoma-based chain of craft stores, but they smuggled in from the Middle East, these tablets, and were fined by the U.S. government $3 million.
Interesting.
Did you know of a man named John Stapp?
Stapp. Not the guy who invented the Stapp infection.
No.
That's different. That's different.
I just go with the first thing that pops into my head.
I know. John Stapp was an Air Force officer who demonstrated the human body could withstand 46.2 Gs in an experiment during which he briefly weighed over 7,700 pounds.
Wow.
Because of the force. He had no broken bones, but his eyes were completely bloodshot.
Ooh.
And he did not feel very great when he exited the experiment there. But he did survive, and he got better. But, good Lord, no, never. Not me. Mm-mm. Did you know the first advertisement for coffee, or if you're British, advertisement for coffee, was in the year 1652?
1652. Oh,
no. For the advertisement for coffee.
Was it a Starbucks?
No. It did not contain pictures. It was a lengthy description, including the source of the beans, how they were brewed, and the benefits of caffeine for businessmen. In 1652.
Did it say anything about the girls that work with their hot plates?
Coffee? You should divorce your wife if she can't make you a good cup of coffee.
What's our count now, boss?
1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 left.
Okay. We'll take a quick break here.
Okay.
Terry Adams joins us every Thursday afternoon. He was telling us yesterday that they had a good year at Adams Motorsports. And why not? They're offering the greatest product lines for outdoor fun and excitement. Lots of folks did the Adams Motorsports Christmas layaway program. It's really cool. I get over there every so often, and I love to browse the products they sell, like the Polaris, for example. What's amazing is, these have like a military toughness that's just visible, evident to the naked eye. But when you look a little bit closer, they're rugged, and they can handle all types of terrain. But they got some luxury built into the cockpit these days. They're not quite what you would call a military vehicle. They carry Polaris, which is made right here in Alabama, Kawasaki, Suzuki, the Kimco scooter. His and hers Kimco scooters, they get 150 mpg, and they're easy to learn how to ride, something you can do together. Everything they sell, every brand they sell, is backed up by financing from the manufacturer, so you don't have to meet a bank credit standard to get super low interest rates, sometimes zero, sometimes under 2, and I don't think I've ever heard of one that was higher than 3.9. And you don't have to have a perfect credit score to get it. So why not put some fun on your calendar for 2020 and visit our friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at ACL. You can start your credit app and browse the inventory, including some great pre-owned options at AdamsMotorsports.com. Top-notch service department to back up your purchase, too. 721.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here's your latest update. Highway 80 into Montgomery. If you're taking the 65 northbound ramp, we have an accident right on that ramp. Slow down. Be alert. Watch out for emergency personnel and vehicles working that accident. We also have the report of an accident on Day Street somewhere right at I-65. Use caution as you approach that area. Police and fire medics are trying to figure out exactly what's going on there right now. I-65 and 85, heavy traffic through downtown right now, but no issues really anywhere that we see around the interchange. Congestion on the Northeast Boulevard. We've also got congestion Eastern Boulevard, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard. It is raining. It is nasty out there. It's an awful day to drive into work, and I'm sorry you're out on the road. But buckle up and take your time and drive carefully this morning. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, we bring you back for part two of...
Random Facts.
Simple, effective.
Yeah.
I like that.
Did you know George Washington had a lot of, well, he had a lot of firsts because he was the first.
First president.
Yeah, so there's a lot of firsts associated with that.
Actually,
there's a lot of...
I watched on ACH.
Mm-hmm.
That, who's that guy that... I can't stand the host of the show. It's America Fact or Fiction.
Right, right, right.
Before Washington became president, we actually had three guys. They had no power whatsoever, but they were president of the Congress as we were drafting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The one guy that they said really deserves the title of first president was Victor Hansen.
Victor Hansen.
Victor Hansen.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Doesn't sound very presidential, does it?
Yeah. Sounds like an actor.
There were a couple that were worse.
Victor, President Victor. Hello, President Victor here. I don't know why I've given him that accent. Probably didn't have it. Anyway.
So they were president before the Constitution, right?
Correct.
Yes.
I got you.
Pre-pres. George Washington was the only president of the United States who did not live in Washington, D.C. because, well, there was no Washington, D.C.
Right.
At the time, he was living in New York.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hated living in New York. Because he had to pay for his housing out of his salary.
Yeah.
He didn't get to ride his horse around Mount Vernon as much as he wanted to, and he had to visit with people constantly.
Subways were awful back then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. The internet was horrible.
Terrible.
over in New York.
You would get one bar.
Yeah.
Most you'd get.
I'm sure he had a few bars around there.
he did.
Well, they called them pubs. But yeah. Did you know... This is the exact reason for Random Facts, because we just went from George Washington now to Here's a quick one. Mm-hmm. Your belly button is connected to your liver. Did you know that?
Is that why I have... Because Briscoe jumped on me the other day, and he's got long legs.
Yeah?
And he's 25 pounds. And he put his paw down in my belly button.
Get a weird, strange feeling?
It hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the pain is to the right side.
I am... My belly button is one of those spots you don't know. Mm-mm. Leave it alone. Don't. I will defend it because
that's
I don't,
why this segment you do is so important, because it's not just interesting little situations and stories. You could save somebody's life with this belly button thing.
The BHA, the Belly Button Humane Association.
Baja.
Ah, I love that. I love that.
Did you know, and you guys may know this because you're JFK buffs, after his assassination and autopsy, JFK's brain went missing, and its whereabouts are a mystery to this day. It's not just his brain, but all of the autopsy materials. One plastic box it was a paraffin blocks of tissue sections. That is missing. One plastic box containing... blocks of tissue sections plus 35 slides, missing. A third box containing 84 slides, missing. One stainless steel container containing what this says is gross material is also missing. Three wooden boxes containing 58 slides of blood smears taken at various times during his lifetime, all missing.
You know, this is why there's conspiracies about JFK, because of all this stuff. Now, one story I heard was that it was Bobby that wanted the brain.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
This comment mentions that.
Epstein didn't kill himself, and JFK's brain just didn't walk out the door.
Well, yeah.
And so who, what, where, when, and why?
And there's an embargo, a 100-year embargo on a lot of information on the Kennedy.
I wish they would just stop with that. It's time to get all that stuff.
The comment here says, my guess is that RFK, working not just with his assistant, but also with the cooperation of Evelyn Lincoln and others, had all of that placed in the casket when it was dumped in the Atlantic, since he couldn't open the grave at Arlington without a court order.
Huh.
While we may all be right to know and whatever, to them it was the body of a man they loved, and the body parts weren't going to prove or disprove anything. To them, it was probably a case of history be damned. They just wanted to properly dispose of his remains.
Well, JFK once said that, I can't recall it word for word, but he once said about the sea, he loved the ocean. He says, we are from the water and we shall return to it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think the word salt was somewhere in that quote. I'll look it up.
And Jackie's dress and everything the president was wearing that day, that's all been preserved. And I think that's an embargo, too.
There's some other stuff here. JFK,
that should be put on display.
Yeah. JFK was transported from Dallas to D.C. in a casket, but it wasn't the family's choice.
Right.
And they didn't use it in the funeral.
It was what they could get at that moment.
Yeah, their choice went into the ground at Arlington along with most of his remains, but some were still in possession of the government as part of the investigation. That spare casket sat around under lock and key for a while. The family was afraid it would become a tourist attraction, end up in the collectibles market, so they wanted to get rid of it. And so they dropped it in the Atlantic.
Wow. I never heard that either. That's news to me.
Yeah.
I do follow all of the cases.
Around the same time, this all happened in early 65, RFK gets possession or at least access to the rest of his brother's remains. By this point, the Warren Commission has completed their report, and whatever purpose the remains may have, they may have served, is now gone. So the way he decided to get rid of the casket was to open it, toss a bunch of sandbags inside, drill approximately 42-inch holes in it, or 42 holes. He drilled 42 holes in it.
Wow.
And then fly it via military airplane out to an ordnance disposal site in the Atlantic and sink it 9,000 feet of in 9,000 feet of ocean. That's the publicly known part of it.
Huh.
All of that actually did happen.
New to me.
Yeah, I didn't know about this. I've got some links here that tell you, I did not know about that for the rest of his remains. Interesting. Did you know Gerald Ford is the only U.S. president to die in 1 year and be buried in another?
Never thought of that, but no. I remember it did happen
December 26th of 2006 is when he passed away. He was buried January 2nd of 2007.
That's interesting.
Yep.
How about that?
And finally, did you know Joan of Arc wasn't actually from a place called Arc, because there is no such place. Of Arc is a mistranslation of d'Arc or dark.
If you tell me it's Joan of Deedsville, I'll kill you.
No, no, no. But that was her. That was actually her last name was Dark.
Oh.
Or d'Arc.
Joan of Deedsville.
Yeah, Joan of Arc.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, Joan of Deedsville.
I don't know him.
Joan of Elmore. So.
You got to admit, I mean.
Wah.
Joan of Wah. Well.
It's better than Middleine.
Those are your random facts.
Middleine sounds like something you would remove stains with.
Well, or
give me another shake of that Middleine.
His, can't
get it out.
Or something to go in a drink, right?
Or no, his Middleine is inflamed.
Come back to more of Alabama cities and the things they could potentially represent on this show, which has gotten jitty, as Al Sharpton would say.
You silly sausage.
We are that silly sausage. All right, let's talk about Lewis Lawn for a moment.
Okay.
I've got to I got to do it today. I've got to call them and get my mower picked up. For whatever reason, every year it's different, you know, and I do put pre-emerge on, but man, the weeds are growing like crazy. And this rain isn't going to exactly abate that. And I want to get them cut, but I've got to get my, I want to get my mower in for the blade sharpening and the tune-up I get every year at Lewis Lawn. It's a Toro. It is going into what is fourth or fifth mowing season. I've got one that's going into its 12th. These products work and they last because Lewis Lawn can service it for you to make sure that you get your money's worth. They also now sell tractor-style mowers at Lewis Lawn, the big zero-turn X-Mark and Echoes. I did lawnmower racing there one day just to see what it was like to be on those. I enjoyed it. It was fun. But they have some 19s left over. They'd like to move that inventory out. Plus, pressure washers, blowers, whatever you need, the entire steel product line you can get at Lewis Lawn. And Shindawa products as well, plus great accessories behind the counter. See Hannah there? Or talk to Chad Sasser about the weekly or monthly specials at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open right now every morning at 7 till 4 in the afternoon. Again, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, or call them at 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn. Now it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right. This is a real, I think a very easy one. It's Friday. It's just, you know, make it easy for you. What body part is your belly button connected to?
There you go.
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228.
What was that song? The hip bones connected
yeah,
to?
Yeah. I think I have that in the system, actually. 272-9228. I think we have it because it came up in Random Facts one time, a long time ago.
Maybe, yeah.
272-9228 with the correct answer. Win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. I will tell you about their specials coming up just a little bit later.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Here's your latest. Highway 80. If you're taking that to I-65 northbound, on the I-65 northbound ramp, we had an accident earlier. Watch out for emergency personnel and vehicles on that ramp that could still be there. A new accident on the East South Boulevard right in front of the Honey Baked Ham store. If you are motoring on East South Boulevard headed towards Troy Highway, that's going to be in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles. I-65 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. No issues at the interchange that we know of at this time. Pockets of congestion around the boulevard at the major intersections. Moderate to light traffic in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, Vaughn Road, and Taylor. Be safe out there this morning. Slow down and buckle up. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, the traffic's getting heavier.
And Leon's getting larger.
Speaking of Leon.
Yes, hey, it's Leon.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Leon. You like that special little introduction I did there for you?
Oh, man, I tell you, it really touched me.
Jay, what was the question? What was the question again?
What body part is your belly button connected to?
Your liver.
That is correct.
Right. Yep.
But it's not attached to the bacon and onions.
No.
No.
You have won $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Please hold. Jay will get you jam up and jelly tight. Here's my television star friend, Bo Holt.
Hey. Yes, yes. Good morning. Yeah, it's gotten to the point now, if you don't call in before Jay asks the question, your chances of getting in are just not going to happen because this game is just that much on fire.
Oh, it is. It's incredibly popular. But it's funny because our delay is, I don't know, 20 seconds? It takes a while for the phone to light up. But nice work the other day for bringing...
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
...public attention to a serious issue. You have a good day, Bolt. Let's say hi to Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Just want to give you a quick... Good morning. Hey, Rich, just want to add one more thing to your weather report.
Yep.
It is foggy up here in Millbrook.
Yeah, following that early morning storm, I bet.
Yeah.
I appreciate that because that's going to slow down some traffic as well. But
I can see the sky. You know, I can see kind of breaking the clouds in the sky here, but looking out on my deck, that is it.
Were you up for that very early morning storm? Were you awake?
It woke me up. Yep.
Yeah.
Got to head back to work today, so I was up about the. Yeah, it was early, and I remember saying,
"Well, we appreciate the fog report. Thank you.
Yes,
appreciate y'all take care.
You. All right, and say good morning to Rodney.
Yeah.
Sorry you missed it. But you and everybody else are in our end of the week grand prize drawing coming up next hour.
Okay, thank you.
It is 7:38.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Yeah, we were just talking about that early morning storm that went through. And in fact, there's been a number of downpours. It started, for instance, at my house. It was right around 5 o'clock in the morning when the bottom fell out. I was actually on I-85 when that happened. I'm looking at the radar now, very colorful, and lots of downpours still around. So the risk of showers and maybe some thunderstorms through at least midday, then periods of rain later today and tonight. The rain tapering off, I think, late tonight. Colder tonight, overnight low 50. Could be a leftover shower early in the day tomorrow, otherwise windy, colder, with highs in the lower 50s. That's the best we can do. The winds will make it seem colder, though. And then mostly clear, cold Saturday night, with the overnight low temperature down to about 31 by dawn Sunday. I think Sunday's a nice day, with a high in the upper 50s and lots of sunshine. Right now, this morning, well, we've been checking the airport. 1.23 in the last 24 hours. Last time I looked, it's probably gone up since then, since I checked the airport. And what did I say? 1.4 at my house in East Montgomery in the last 24 hours. We have 66 degrees now at 7:38.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
More like 7:40 right now. I beg your pardon. Let me talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lequire. I really feel for, this happened to my neighbors. Actually, two of my neighbors at different times. You come home from the holidays. You've been gone. And all of a sudden, you walk into the house and there's flooding because the water heater, which in our homes or upstairs, corroded and the pipe broke and then you're flooded. Well, that's something that's avoidable because if you get a whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Lequire, which I did, and it's a great peace of mind, they can diagnose a big problem that's not a problem yet that is lurking and get it fixed, and then you won't have to worry about coming home to a disaster like that. Plumbing by Lequire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your plumbing problem because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Well, for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. They're very professional, and they're great folks to deal with. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Rich. We have our animal story segment coming up at little bit later, we'll have our conundrum for the day. And next hour, everybody that's called this week, even though it's been kind of an odd week, two Mondays and two Fridays, sort of.
Yeah.
We will have our grand prize drawing. Hope you'll be here for that. 7:41.
Court. Stock futures are sharply lower and oil prices are rising after the U.S. attack that killed Iran's top general. Iran previously has threatened the supply of oil that travels from the Persian Gulf to the rest of the world. The major stock averages closed at records yesterday. This morning, Dow futures have been down nearly 400 points. Broker Amid Malik says investors are concerned about what happens next.
I didn't see anything that could slow down this equity market except something geopolitical or with the election.
Former Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn might be facing new problems in Lebanon. He fled from Japan where he was charged with financial misconduct, but now that he's in Lebanon, a group of lawyers has filed a legal complaint about him because he was doing business with Israel as the chairman of Nissan and Renault. Lebanese citizens are prohibited from interacting with Israel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. You can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. You can try a full 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125. 1-800-424-7125.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police arrested two men on attempted murder charges on New Year's Day. Authorities say Michael Berry and Joshua Coleman shot at each other around 4 a.m. Wednesday. This happened on McClendon Avenue. No one was hurt, but authorities say there is property damage. A Montgomery police car was damaged by a stolen vehicle Thursday. The driver reversed when the officer approached the car, hitting the MPD vehicle. Four people ran off after this happened, but were later taken into custody. The officer involved was not injured. And a federal judge will decide if Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill can block people on his personal Twitter account or if doing so violates their free speech rights. Merrill's attorneys argue the account is personal and not an official account of the state office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Welcome to the roaring 2020s. This decade's going to be the bee's knees, let me tell you. All the little teeny boppers vaping up on them jewel fellas. Hope they don't explode. That'd be a fiery flop. How? Got one of them elections coming up this year, kittens and jobbies. But don't get your suspenders in a doodle gang. Just get on out to those polls. Cast that vote of yours to whatever grifter you like. And that's dancing for you. You can floss, nay-nay, and Charleston your way into the 2020s. It's a new decade. Brand spanking new doohickeys like the iPhone 12 skip-doodling right on into the shop. And who knows what shenanigans the economy's going to get into this time round. So make sure you've got a tight scratch grab on that lettuce before it turns into a real doozy. 'Cause it's the roaring 2020s, so let's put the razz in razzmatazz, and that's jazz.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties.
First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Rain's let up a little bit, by the way.
Yeah.
At 7:47, it's time for Animal Stories. Wolfman, bring us right up to the vocal, please. Very good. You got my timing back. This first story involves an animal and a human. 15-year-old Anna Roundtree lives in Roseburg, Oregon. That's about 150 miles south of Portland. That's never far enough to be away from that place. She recently decided to donate some of her time by volunteering at a local animal shelter called Saving Grace Pet Adoption. On her second day, she noticed a cat that looked kind of familiar, said the cat. Turns out that cat looked familiar because it was her cat that had gone missing several years ago. Oh, puss's name is Spunky. Spunky ran off while the family was away on a trip a few years ago. They searched for months but could not find Spunky, so they eventually gave up. Turned out somebody had found Spunky on the side of a highway, brought him to the shelter this past September. A couple came in, adopted him a few weeks later, but they brought him back because he refused to catch mice. Yeah, he got fired from his job of catching mice. So now he is back with Hannah and her family, and she says he's already settled in, almost like he never left.
That's a heartwarming end to this.
What a great story. Aww. All right, next up, we have another deer story. Security cameras at a North Carolina store were rolling when a deer crashed through a glass door and slid through the business. Wendy Sheffield, owner of Sheffield Seafood and Grocery Store in Ocean Isle Beach, said she was behind the seafood counter when she heard a crashing sound and discovered there was a deer inside the store. Sheffield said she ran to open a back door and was able to guide the animal to the exit. She said the deer ran to a nearby dock, jumped into the canal, and swam away.
I didn't know they swim.
This is news to me, too. Hmm. We watched her swim over. She got out on the island, so she went up, cleaned up all the glass. Sheffield said the deer did not appear to have any injuries, which is always good news, because no animals were harmed in the making of this animal story.
Uh-huh.
We also had the four underage Amish men arrested for driving their horse and buggy while drunk in Michigan. This happened in Beaverton Township. The day before New Year's, a concerned motorist saw them throwing beer cans out of their buggy, the Amish.
But isn't that, there's a period in late teen when you're an Amish that they let you go crazy?
Is there?
Yes.
There is. They send you off.
Yeah, and you're allowed to go into the real world.
You're allowed to experience the real world. And decide for yourself.
And most come back.
Yeah.
Most come back.
You decide for yourself if you want to stay out there in that or if you want to come back and stay here.
You learn something new on this show every day. And that was not intended as a diss on the Amish at all.
No, I have a lot of respect for the Amish.
Yeah.
I really do.
751, I would not make a good Amish person, though.
It's called something. I'm trying to look that up.
I'm not handy.
Yeah, what is that?
They still not use electricity?
They have kind of bent the rule a little bit on...
It's called the Rumspringa, which sounds like an urban song of some type.
Sounds like a spring break drip.
Rumspringa?
I'll have a Rumspringa, please. I've seen it a double.
Here come the rum spring.
Specials of this about this.
Speaking of specials, yes. Look what I got. This week's Food Outlet specials.
I'm glad I said special then.
I am so glad you did too.
I'm special.
And I pounced on it like a cat and a mouse, even though we just talked about a cat that refused to catch them. This week, now, everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10, and I urge you, you got to go at least once to see how real these savings are. We're not talking about nickels and dimes on a pound of top sirloin steak. That's usually about $8.99 a pound at these chain stores, but it's $3.86. Guess who's going to be having steak next week?
My
crew and my family.
I'm going to need to go pick up some plates and plastic forks. I'm out.
We are.
Yeah, we are kind of.
Well, I tell you.
I almost had to serve you guys my pulled pork on a Formica counter.
The last time I went to go get gas, which is usually when I replenish our stock, was Christmas Eve on the way to Birmingham. And I just didn't. I was not going to brave those crowds.
Yeah.
Inside the store. So I got my gas and I just went and, you know, so I have to go get gas today. I'll restock.
Even plates and plastic forks, I think the plasticware, 49 cents a package.
But the bulk, I get them in that big bulk.
Yeah, you do. But there's still a secret stash in my office, you know.
Not of plates though, right?
There's some plates.
Okay.
This man will never go hungry again.
No, he won't.
Juicy Brian Jumbo hot dogs are $1.67. Those are the big ones for the pack. And Bluebell ice cream, $4.50 for the half gallon size. I love their pick sweet vegetables. Some are regular, some come in the steamable bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I do their Brussels sprouts and their asparagus all the time.
I love asparagus.
It's good, and I like the fact that you can just steam it and have it ready to go. And it's very keto-friendly as well. So stop by, try Food Outlet once. You'll become a regular because we're talking about saving significant dollars every time you shop there as opposed to pennies and nickels. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this is the real deal. Highway 14 in Millbrook, 720 East Main and Prattville, just west of Highway 31 and 439 Coliseum Boulevard. And yes, I will be there Sunday, and yes, I will be sending Bailey Grahams. Because we must have our chickens. All right, it is 7:54.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
January 3rd is Festival of Sleep Day. This is the day to catch up on all the sleep you've been missing during the holidays. And for some of us, it's also the Festival of Drool on Your Pillow Day. Now, get some sleep.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier. Cobbs Ford Road at the ramp to 65 southbound. A minor accident. There is an injury involved, though. Watch out for emergency vehicles. That's caused a bit of a slowdown in traffic on 65 southbound. Highway 80 to 65 northbound. On that ramp, we have an accident that is still being worked from earlier this morning. We had an accident called in at the interchange, and we actually finally found it. It's on Day Street leading up to the 65 northbound ramp, a rollover there, kind of down underneath the bottom of the interchange. They are working it right now. Please use caution if you're coming up on the Day Street 65 northbound ramp. From Day Street, that's going to be a real problem for a few minutes. East South Boulevard in front of Honey Baked Hams, we had a minor accident there. That one should be wrapping up. Reinhardt Toyota has too many vehicles left over from 2019, and they got to go. More are on the way. The deals are incredible right now at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is nominees, a newly married couple in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Now, today we can't be shocked when a man decides to take the wife's last name. I don't think it happens often.
Really?
But here's how they decided whose last name was going to be their last name when they got married. They took a coin that had their last names engraved on each side, Conley on one, Ward on the other.
They flipped the coin.
They flipped coin engraved with each of their last names, and it landed on Ward, which is the wife's name. Jeff says he's more than happy to take her name, said it's fair. I'm a graduate student in economics at Florida State, and I think about fairness.
What does that have to do?
I don't know. This is kind of frightening in one respect. You could say I won. I was the one who received something new. Darcy, the wife, added that being with someone who was willing to start the marriage from a creative and teamwork and fair place felt like a really good first step towards an equal partnership. Now do the dishes.
And make my coffee.
Make my coffee.
It better be good.
Yeah.
Better than them hot plates at work.
At work, yeah. You should be able to do that. We'll do a conundrum next hour, so we'll have our weekly grand prize drawings. And again, don't forget Applied Security for the best in securing your home, business, or property. 279-8338.
Go ahead.
You're probably wondering what their Alabama Electronic Security Board
is. Yes, I would like to know that.
It's 276.
What's the biggest decision you've left to a coin flip?
Wow.
Oh, that's it. I don't know.
And not necessarily it could be a coin flip, but maybe just to chance, I suppose.
I need to think about that.
I just going into that, and yeah. I know that maybe picking the last name ain't the biggest of decisions. But,
I remember a friend of mine, and we were down in